We are in Siman Chav Hey, in the bottom line, and we're going to continue some really important halacha with regards to Hilchas Tefillin. We shall be discussing in Yetzah Hashem the halacha about when is it supposed to, is one supposed to be sitting or standing whilst reciting the Baruch Hilchas Tefillin. We will then be discussing the halachas about how many times a day can a person theoretically make the Baruch on Tefillin if a person wishes, he's got a day off and he wants to. After breakfast, he wants to put on his tefillin on again. Does he make a bracha or not? And we'll be then discussing a very important halacha. Hopefully tonight, we'll still be getting to the halacha if somebody has to go out and he needs to take off the tefillin. Will he recite the bracha upon putting it back on, or will he not make a new bracha? So hopefully we'll get to that very important halacha tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. And we will be discussing, in the middle of all that, there is a very famous and often quoted Mishneh Berurah as in Hilchas Klale Apsak. What happens if there's a contradiction between Kabbalah Sforim and Halachas Sforim? How should one conduct oneself? We'll be seeing that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Bottom line of Siman Chof Hey, Yesh Mishikosav, some write, Laniach Shel Yad Meyushev. Some say that ideally one should put on the Tefillin Shel Yad whilst sitting. V'shal Rosh Me'umot, and the tefillin shel rosh to be put on when one stands, continues and finishes off the ramah of the medina is elu lenag. Okay, the minig in our country says the ramah is not so. Elo shteyan meumet. Our minig is to both by tefillin shel rosh and by tefillin shel yad we stand when we put on the tefillin. I suppose your minig is probably to sit for yad, stand up for rosh. Take off. Right. You are very good. Okay. That's unlike our minhag. That's unlike the Ramah. The Ramah says we stand for both. Says the Mishneh Berurah. Where does that come from exactly? The Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan. Seif Katan Membeis. Shteyen Me'umot. Our minhag is to stand for both. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. The Shulchan Aruch sits down and then stands up, but the Ramah stands for both. Why is that? I'm the Magen Avraham Shehoitzel Achia. The Magen Avraham wants to make a pshore. The Hanocha Shel Yad. When you put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tehei Miyushof, you sit. V'habrocha, but when you make the bracha, Tehei Bamid, you should stand up. Aval v'El Yerabah, however, in the El Yerabah b'shem Rashal, in the name of the Mashal. But Shuva Sim Sadik Ches Kosav. The Milonu Godil Merabenu Shemsh Mekinoin. Who is great in Rabshemsh Mekinim? Acha Shalomat Kabbalah. After the fact that he learned, after having learned Kabbalah extensively, Hoyom Ispalel used to daven Ketinoik Ben Yoimoi, like a young child, like a baby even. The Mishalo Yochel Hasik Soidal Nochoin. Whoever cannot fully understand the depth of the Kabbalah, whoever can't fully understand it, Yovel Katzis Minati is going to make things wrong. Al Kain Die, therefore, Yeha Brocha Vehanocha Behamid, everything should be standing. So we see from here that the dispute of Machloik is really, is that according to Nigla, according to Halocha, revealed Torah, really everything should be standing. However, Al Pi Kabbalah, there seems to be indication Al Pi Kabbalah, it would make sense to sit down. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah quotes, although there's many opinions hold that there should be an element of sitting, and that is indeed the meaning of the Sfardim, but the Mishneh Berurah says in the name of the Mahashal that we don't tend to go with Kabbalah. And since according to Nigla, according to the revealed Torah, not Kabbalah, it seems to make more sense to be standing, therefore that's the way we conduct ourselves. And then he continues. He says the Vilna Gaon, who of course were very well versed in Kabbalah as well, he also recommends to be standing throughout the putting on of tefillin. And then comes this famously quoted rule. The rule is as follows, halfway through Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Membeis. Kosav HaKnesses HaGedoyla, the Knesses HaGedoyla writes, Biklolei HaPoiskim. He's got rules of paskening. And in those rules of paskening, he writes the following. Kol Dover, any matter, Shebalei HaKabbalah VeHazoya, when the Kabbalah Sforim and the Zoya, Cholkin im HaGmor VeHapoiskim. There's a dispute, there's a machloikas. They argue with the Gemara and the Poskim. So you've got Kabbalah and Zohar on the one hand, and you have got revealed Torah, like Gemara and the Poskim, on the other hand, and you've got Machlokes, how should you, what should you do? Should you go according to Kabbalah, Nista, or should you go according to revealed Torah? Gemara and Poskim, says the Kedolei HaKnesset HaGedolei in the Kedolim, Haleich Achara Gemara ve'a Poskim. If you've got Machlokes, you go with Gemara and Poskim. Rule number one, you go with Gemara and Poskim if you've got Machlokes. And it's not so uncommon. There's many throughout Al Chekish Shulchan Aruch. There's many examples, and this is one of the many examples that, according to Nigla, it makes sense. According to Revealed to Gemara and Poskim, it makes sense to stand. According to Kabbalah, it makes sense to sit. Mishnah Berurah says we pass like the more that we stand. Continues continues. However, the Mishnah Berurah. Miu, however, im balei Kabbalah machmirin, if the Kabbalah sforim are stringent, yesh lehachmir gam kein. You should also be stringent. Meaning, if you've got a machlokes, one says stand, one says sit, so you go according to the opinion of the poskim and the gemara we revealed to you, don't go according to Kabbalah. However, if one of them is just a chumrah, when it's not, it's just a chumrah to add something. The poskim say the halacha, and the Kabbalah svarim they add a chumrah that you should be machmir according to Kabbalah svarim. There's no contradiction. Ve'em lo yuska be'gemara ve'poskim. And if it's not mentioned at all in gemara and poskim, aval b'shenizka be'kabbalah, although it's mentioned in Kabbalah, einon yicholin lochov linage. You can't force on anybody to do something which is written in Kabbalah svarim. You can't impose on anybody to do something which is written in Kabbalah, because that's, by definition, that's going to be a chumrah. V'din shen muska behipach b'shas v'poiskim yesh lelech acha divrei Kabbalah. Something which is not mentioned in Shas at all, you should go according to the Sforim of Sifrei Kabbalah. An example for that will be Negel Vasta B'machmi on Negel Vasta Lesson Dalet Ames. If you remember, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Aleph recommends to wash Negel Vasta within Dalet Ames. There's no Mekoyer for that, there's no source for that in Nigla. There's no to be Makbil on Dalet, less than Dalet Ames, something which is not written in Shas. And therefore, there we see an example that the Mishnah Berurah is Machmi, because the Kabbalah is fine, right, how important it is. So it's just that as an example, the Kabbalah is fine, right, that it's important, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah very much goes with that. Because one should be machmir on Kabbalah Sforim if it's not contradicting Shas. V'gam b'mokim sheish plukte ben ha-poskim divrei Kabbalah achia. Right. So the rule that the Mishnah Berurah says over here, generally speaking, the rule is that if there's a machloikas, you go according to a nigla. But however, if it's not a clear contradiction, you should be machmir. You should be machmir like this Kabbalah Sforim. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud Beis. Im miniach tefillin kamo pomim b'yoyim. If a person puts on, numerous times he puts on tefillin during the day, what's going to be the halacha then? Tzorich levorich aleim b'chol pam. Every time you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. Why is that so, Rabbi Yisai? Why can you make a bracha every time you put on tefillin? Right? Hezchadas, it's true. That's right. Because really, you are fulfilling, and that's an important element, that really, as long as you have got the tefillin on you, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. It's true that nowadays, for various reasons, we only put on tefillin, generally speaking, during davening. But everybody agrees that if you keep on the tefillin longer than that, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. Therefore, it makes sense that you can make a bracha if you keep the tefillin, if you put on the tefillin later on. You, as long as you have tefillin, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Therefore, you're going to... Yeah?
Limit of Torah, so it's a whole day. You say a bracha once. Even if you stop, you still don't say another one.
Then by because of Torah?
No, by limit of Torah, yeah.
That's right. Because of that. So you're asking a question. You're saying, why is it that you don't make a... Right. Yeah, that's good. Although the comparison is a bit of a question. You're right in your comparison. I agree with you. But there's a bit of a question there, because how come that just before we learn Torah, we don't make Birkas HaTorah all over again? As opposed to here, we will make a bracha again. Yeah. Right. So that's a good question. It has to do with that. That is something to do with Birkas HaTorah. Why Birkas HaTorah works for 24 hours. That's a good question. That's a good question. Okay. We'll get that in Simon Memvov, I think. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, nishmetu mimekoyimam. Not only if you took the tefillin off, but if they moved from their place, nishmetu mimekoyimam, they moved from their correct place. Umemashmesh b'hem, and he moves them, lachzirum, to return them, nimkoyim onto their right place, tzorich levorech. So not only are you going to make a new bracha if you took them off and you're putting them back on, but even if they ended up in a wrong place, they moved substantially out of their place, and now you're putting them back in a place, be it tefillin shel yad, be it tefillin shel rosh, if they move really properly out of their place and you're going to put them back on, it's as if they weren't there. So surely if they weren't there and you're putting them back on, it would make sense to make a new bracha. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. Nishutum b'koyimam mishmashmesh b'hem l'achzir l'mekoyim, you put them back in their place, tzorich levorich, you'll need to make a new bracha. Ve'im achas, continues the Ramoi, adds that, v'machzi achas mehem yivorich k'mo sheminyach tefillah achas, if you will put only one of them in the right place, you're going to make a bracha, only one bracha, k'mish minyach tefillah achas, as if you'd put one tefillah on, k'dei lekamon tzimen chavav, as we're going to be discussing there, as if you only put one tefillah on, as opposed to the bracha, simen chavav. Hazizam mimekoimon. Now, if they didn't move by themselves, they didn't just get out of their place, but you moved them, hazizam mimekoimon, you moved them, for one reason or another, you moved them out, and then you're moving them into the right place. You move them out of the place with the intention to put them back in the right place immediately. You will make a new bracha. However, the Ramon that says, and some say, don't make a bracha. And that's the minik. Right. Okay. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. The Mishneh Berurah in Sef Kotten Mem Dalet addresses, the Shulchan Aruch says, if they moved out of the place and you're putting them back, you'll make a new bracha. So what happens if in the middle of davening, has it ever happened to you that in the middle of davening that tefillin seemed to be not quite in the right place, has it moved a bit, whether tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, and now you're tightening them again? Do you need to make a new bracha based on what we just learned now? Yes?
No.
Make a new bracha? No. No? Based on what?
I don't know. We were just saying before, you have to ask to put it.
Good. But you're right. You're right. But I'm going on the earlier case, which says that if they moved out of their place, I have to explain this. You're right. I failed to mention this. Whereas learning over here, there's a very big difference. It has to do with when it moved out of the place. If you were the one who took the tefillin off, or the same halacha applying, if you were the one moving them out of place, if it got out of the right place with your intention, we learned the same halacha with Gatzot Talas, then your intention was to put it back on, then when you put it back on now, you don't have to make a new bracha, you're quite right. We learned the same halacha with Gatzot Talas as well. If it gets out of the place, you move it out of the place for whatever the reason may be, or you take it off with intention of putting it back on, since you had kavana whilst it got out of its place, since you had kavana when you took it off, then you're quite right. When you're putting it back on, you won't have to make a new bracha. You're quite right. We're going to get to that in greater detail. However, I'm talking about the earlier case, which the case is, what if it moves out of its place? It moves out without your intention. There's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the first case of the Shulchan Aruch. Nishmatu mimekoyman, it left its place without your intention. Then, umemashmesh b'hem l'achziram, and you now put it back in its place, then you will make a new bracha. So based on that, I want to know, this initial halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai, if in the middle of davening, you suddenly feel that the tefillin shel rosh got out of its place, and you're putting it back on its right place now? Or, it got loose, and it like, got loose, and now you're tightening and putting it in my place. Will you need to make a new bracha based on that halacha? Yes. 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 So it comes along the Mishneh Berurah with a huge chiddush, and this is mamash halacha lemaisa. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Mem Dalet, in the name of the Shlo HaKadosh. Nishmetu, Kasav Shlo, Hordeloi Noagio Idna, that the minig is nowadays, Levoreich, Hordeloi Noagio Idna, that the minig is nowadays not to, Levoreich, make a bracha, Kshenishmetu Mimkoiman, if they move out of its place. Why is that? Mishum, because the Bishas Tfila during davening, Mistoma Einoi Mesiach Daitoi Mehem. Normally a person davening, to some extent, has got his mind on the tefillin. He's not completely mitziach das to the tefillin. It's probably how conscious is the person with regard. I mean, there's always, I don't know, some consciousness with regard to the tefillin, some extent. He's not completely mitziach das from the tefillin. Therefore, have a kecholzon amanas lehachsiram. It's as if it was taken away from its place with intention to put it back on. Because it's all based on this concept that if you're taking the tefillin off, or you're moving it out of the place with intention, amanas la'achzi, in order to put it back, then you will not, as you point out, you will not make a bracha. Therefore, similarly, as long as a person davens, there is to some extent, you agree to that concept of the shloah, to some extent a person has got some consciousness with regards to the tefillin. That's considered, says the Shloah HaKadosh, that he moved amnas lachziram. Yes, he didn't have positive intention to take it away and put it back on, but to some extent he was aware of it, and therefore it's as if considered amnas lachziram. Therefore, says the Shloah HaKadosh, the minhag is that you will not make a new bracha if the tefillin during davening. And I repeat, this rule only applies during davening. If during davening the tefillin move out of the place, tefillin shliat or shel rosh, and you tighten them back on, you will not make a new bracha according to the Shloah HaKadosh. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about this? Yes?
Is that anywhere a person actually is sitting tefillah during Chazos
HaShatz? The words of the Shloah HaKadosh, Beshaas tefillah. What would you consider, what would define Shas tefillah? Dafka Shmoyne Esa. So if during Ovaletzion, Lam Natzach later on, it gets loose and you tighten it, will you make a bracha or not? What do you think? You will make the bracha going out. So we have a duke.
You can't stop Shmoyne Esa and thinking
about the film. Right. But I can tell you what the post game, look at it this way. They consider, what do you think about Isai? End of that, during Aleinu, you want to tighten it a bit more? Tefillin Ganzen. The poise game approached as follows. What do you think? During Aleinu, you want to tighten it once again? For Shir Shal Yoy, make a bracha? How long? He speaks about the time-wise, or when he should take it off? Well, he speaks later on about taking it off that year. You mean that after the, whenever a person can actually take off the tefillin, on that. It's interesting. The poskim say as follows. The contemporary poskim, they say, what is the halacha if a person carries on wearing the tefillin after davening? He learns Chumash Rashi or a bit of Gemara and he keeps the tefillin on. And then the tefillin move out of that place. And he wants to tighten it. Should he make a new bracha or not? Then what do you think? Interestingly, the poskim there, they say that misvore would make sense. That since the Shloah HaKadosh says it's a din in tefillah, b'shas tefillah mistomen ha-mitziach daitoy mehem, there's some sort of connection between tefillah and tefillin. So although misvore, it makes sense that it should, and that's after he should make, a bracha. However, the meaning is not to make a bracha as long as it's one stretch. That basically what it meant. As long as it's one stretch, he's still wearing it. Then the meaning is not to make a bracha as long as he's still wearing the tefillin. As long as he's still wearing the tefillin, that's what the poskim say. So although it would make sense, but the poskim said that one doesn't make a bracha later on as well. Yeah. So certainly, if at the end of davening, although there is no obligation anymore, there's no genuine obligation anymore to wear the tefillin. At the very, very end, the minhag is not to make a bracha there as well. It's still considered to some extent, I suppose, shas tefillah. There's not a genuine hesach hadas. Good point. Very good question. We mentioned it then when we learned about talis. The shloah does not address talis at all. And it sounds like from the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that if a talis falls off during davening, the Mishnah Berurah says, make a bracha. So, according to the Shloah HaKadosh, what would be the halacha? Right. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman says exactly what you were saying. We mentioned it during Shir then. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, according to the Shloah HaKadosh, you will not make a new bracha if you put the talis on. Yeah. According to the Shulchan Kodesh, if the talis fell off during davening, there's no Eisech Hadas, and you don't make a new bracha and you're putting it back on. According to, that's what Shlomo Zalman says. And Taylor David also mentioned such a similar spot. Yeah. Right. 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 That's good. Yeah, that's interesting. But I think it's true to say, Rabbosai, has it ever happened to you that a talus, not tefillin, a talus fell off the middle of davening? If it happens, so what's the halacha then with regards to making a new bracha? So we learned in Ilchas Talas that the halacha read Mishneh Berurah says, you will make a new bracha. Because your intention wasn't, there was no intention when it fell off. You didn't. Very good. So either you're going to learn that there's a difference between tefillin and talus, which is maybe the pashtus of the Mishneh Berurah. That's probably the pashtus. There's some sort of difference in talus and tefillin. Or do we have Shlomo Zalman paskens, which is unlike the Mishneh Berurah. Shlomo Zalman says that yes, indeed, the Shlach Kodesh applies to talus as well. Yeah.
Anyway,
not at the end, after Shemoneh Esrei.
By then, it's already, you've worn it for a while.
So therefore, after Shemoneh Esrei, you put it back on. Is this considered a Hesach Hadas? Do you need to make a new bracha?
You could certainly, with tefillin, for example, you could move it on your arm between the two brachas, and you would not be able to make a new bracha at that point in time.
Okay, would you have to make a bracha later on then, I suppose? You're quite right, there's a technical problem I've about doing all this in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but as we learned, you can make a bracha later on again. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. In Seif Katan, the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Mem Vav. Tzorich Lebarech. The Kivan says Zizon Mem Koyman. He's talking about if it moves out of its place. Kivan says Zizon Mem Koyman. Have a Kmoshe Siron Legamre. It's as if it's moved all together. So the Mishneh Berurah is learning over here that if a tefillin moves out of its place, it's an important rule as well. If the tefillin moves out of its correct place as if it's not there anymore. If the tefillin is not in its right place, it's as if it's not there. Because there's no gray zone. It's either the tefillin is in the right place, that's when you're fulfilling the mitzvah, and that's all in order, that's good. Or the tefillin is not in its right place. And if it's not in the right place, there's no difference really between tefillin being a little bit out of its right place and being off your arm. There's no real difference. There's no gray zone. There's no grace. It's either it's in the right place, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, or it's not in the right place, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Therefore, if it's moved out a little bit out of its place and you want to push it back on, says the Mishneh Berurah, maybe you'd have to make a new bracha. Right. The Mishneh Berurah says, Katan Mem Zayin addresses what's the shaila with regards, what's the halacha with regards to going to the Beis HaKiseh if one takes off the tefillin with the, if one takes on the tefillin to be excused. What would be the halacha then, Rabbosai? If a person is to be excused, he takes the tefillin off, comes back 4 minutes later, puts the tefillin back on. Does he need to make a new bracha? Yes or no? Yes? Why is that? But we learned, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hezizom im koim amadaito lachzira miyad, if you move him out of place with a das intention to put it back on, and the Ramah says, the Ramah says, if your intention was, when you move that tefillin out of its place, was to put it back on shortly, you do not make a new bracha. Is there any difference between moving it out of its place and taking them off? I have intention to put it back on. You don't want to think about them. Okay, well, very good. That's an interesting svar, because it's... Okay. Oh, because it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because it's based on kisser. Because you're in a place that you can't wear... Very good. Okay, we'll be... It's not miyad. You're saying there's a hefsek of time. Because you're medayik. You're very correctly medayik. The words of the Shulchan Aruch, beautiful. You're medayik, beautifully the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Hezizom im koim adayit alachziro miyad. Immediately, or is that considered immediately? The fact that you're coming back a few minutes later, is that considered immediately or not? I'm afraid we'll have to wait for the answer for the next Shem Yetzah Hashem. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we started learning with regards to standing and sitting when one puts on tefillin shliyad and tefillin shel rosh. We said that the Ramos minig is to start for both. The Mishtaburim in Shifkot Mem Beis addresses the halacha. What's the correct halacha? If there's a machloek between Kabbalah and halacha Sforim. The Mishnebura says if there's a contradiction, you go according to halacha Sforim and not Kabbalah. If there's no contradiction, you're going to go with Kabbalah Sforim. If halacha Sforim don't say anything about this point and Kabbalah Sforim do write something about it, you go with Kabbalah Sforim. We then moved on with regards to putting on tefillin several times a day. You're going to make a bracha every time you put it back on. And then we spoke about Nishmatum Koimon if they moved out of its place. If you had no intention, you weren't aware of it, they moved out of its place, you're going to make a new bracha when you put it back on. However, if you had intention to take them off, or you had intention to move them a little bit out of its place, a manas with intention to put it back on its place, then since you had positive intention, adaita lahachzir, you're not going to have to make a new bracha because you had positive intention to do so when they got out of its place. So you do not make a new bracha according to the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch is choylek. We spoke about the Shloah Kodesh, who mentions that as long as a person is davening, there's no real hesech hadas. If the tefillin move out of its place during davening, there's never hesech hadas, and a person can always put it back on without making you bocha. And we'll continue with Shem on Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem.